All right, we got Chris on the line. Might be the last time for a little while here. Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. How are things going, my friend? I heard most of the ice blew out over the weekend.
Yeah, if you look at the satellite pictures, it looks really good, but nobody's really doing a whole lot with the open water just yet. We're kind of, I think, mostly waiting on Big Bay to knock over and Garden Bay to kind of blow out. Usually as soon as that goes out, the perch fishing starts right away there. In the bay here, really, I only have a few people heading out with boats here so far. It's getting kind of back to more normal temperatures now, so everybody's just kind of hemming and hawing whether they want to get the boat out or,
yeah, right.
Or not yet.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of people are walleye fishermen. They don't really even care about perch, and walleye is closed right now. So, you know, it's all about perch fishing, or it's pretty much nothing, right?
Yeah, pretty much perch. Like I said before, we're kind of looking forward here, though, to maybe getting some good brown trout here right away this spring. But, again, this is still very unusual to have this much open water this early in the season yet. And everybody's just kind of burned out from ice fishing yet, and I think they're just kind of, like I said, waiting for just get a little bit warmer before they really get hot and heavy and the take of the boats out.
Are there spots that they can target the browns and the perch right now in the open water?
Well, I don't know if the harbor in Gladstone is open yet or not. I did have some guys that last weekend, they did push a small boat over the beach right at Saunders Point, and they did catch some perch in around Saunders Point there. Yeah. That was during the last weekend there, the walleye season. Other than that, you know, if the harbor is open there in Gladstone, you could take a bigger boat out from there. And yeah, get in the narrows there, you could probably run into some decent perch there yet. Otherwise, got to wait until the Ford River opens up. Usually that stretch from the Ford River up to Breezy Point is traditionally was always a good spot for the browns in the springtime. So until that access is up and going, it'll be a little quiet yet.
Well, we got plenty more to talk about with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. We're going to get into the progression of things as they sort of start cranking up as the season progresses and when different seasons open back up on Little Bay to Knock. So stay tuned for part two with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in our next Outdoor Report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.